right. You want to slip it on?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Take a look in the mirror there.
Is that a darling blazer?
Yeah, darling.
Is it me?
It's you. Huh? Now, how about we check over the flag?
Wait a minute. You think the lace on the cuffs is too much?
No, it's fine.
You really like it?
I adore it. Now, about...
I wonder if I should have had the silk brocade instead of the lace.
Lace, brocade.
Say, these antique military buttons worked out real nice, huh?
Well, I'm
glad... Or should I have taken the mother of pearl?
We've been all through this, George. You wouldn't want the mother of pearl. Once you had them on, you'd hate them.
Yeah, but on the other hand...
Look, I made you a spiffy little blazer there. You got the lace on the cuffs and the antique military buttons and the gold epaulets and the emblem on the pocket.
All right.
Now, why don't you look at the flag, huh?
All right.
Just a minute. Let me bite the thread off here.
Well, snap it up. Spread it out in your lap there, and we'll... You having a little fun at your country's expense here? Huh?
How's that?
You're kidding with these colors? Red, white, and blue?
Well, those are the only remnants I had around
Wait a minute. Stars? I deliberately said polka dots.
Huh?
Stars with stripes? How does that work together, design-wise?
All right, you want to be the big man and put on the thimble, huh?
No, it's just...
Then how's about you let me run the flag department and you run the army like a nice father of our country, okay?
I know, but look at the colors you chose. The best you could do, I suppose, a peppermint stripe with royal blue, the same as the British colors, too. Now, how will we tell whose side is who? Look at the colors you chose. Why couldn't it have been puce, lavender over chartreuse, or possibly some exotic shade, the delicate orange mauve or jade, instead of the choice that has been made? Why couldn't it have been possibly cinnamon?
Everybody wants to be an art director. Everybody wants to call the shots.
Yeah, well.
Everybody wants to be a flag dissector, changing all my stars to polka dots. Everybody thinks that they're the final word on what is strictly out and what is in. How'd you like a banner made of pea green spots on simulated leopard skin? Or possibly a flag that features four D-leaves on ochre corrugated tin.
I'd like it. How soon can you make one up?
Come on, there's your flag. Take it or leave it.
All right. Say, what's this little ticket here that just fell out? Inspected by number 28.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
You want it on a hanger?
No, I'll just run it up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes.
Okay.
I guess it's better than don't tread on me.
Certainly. Besides, 100 years from now, what the heck difference will it make?
I guess you're right. Come on, man.
As it turned out, everyone did salute. The new nation had its flag. The general had his jacket. And Mr. Benjamin Franklin had visitors.
So you want to write me up in your brand new magazine, eh, gentlemen?
That's right, Mr. Franklin.
You got a name for it?
We call it Time.
Kind of a short name, isn't it?
Ample. We think it's ample.
Uh-huh.
Right to the point.
Uh-huh. Going to be a kind of a newsy little magazine, is it?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. The only thing is, I don't know if I should help you boys. You know, I am pushing a magazine of my own every Saturday.
Pink-cheeked humanitarian Franklin, master of a sprawling publishing empire, is an American institution above and beyond the pettiness of inter-magazine rivalry.
You see, that's pretty good. You just write that?
No, I just said it. We all speak that way down at the office. Parenthesis, see press, close parenthesis.
Well, what's your angle?
Well, sir, we heard through the grapevine that portly, dynamic Ben Franklin this week capped his multifaceted career with his surest fired gimmick since the Franklin stove.
That's right.
Latest entry from the BF stables, bifocal glasses. Printer, author, inventor, diplomat, sometime philosopher Franklin, claims he has revolutionized spectacles.
You guys sure have a stilted way of speaking there.
Now, I wonder if we could get a shot of you, sir.
Oh, this other gentleman's the photographer.
Yes.
I didn't catch your name.
Dapper, thrice married, Fred Livingston, one time.
Now, cut that out.
Would you mind peering over those little square glasses and quipping something witty?
All right, let me get them on here.